Scientists in Texas are reporting promising results from studies with human adult stem cells. If adult stem cells turn out to be useful for treating human diseases, that could short-circuit a politically charged argument over using stem cells from human embryos. But as NPR's Joe Palca reports, while the new research is promising, it is a long way from proving adult stem cells' therapeutic value.
You can think of stem cells as a starting point. Embryonic stem cells are the starting point for all the different types of tissue in the body. Adult stem cells tend to be more specialized. Skin stem cells will make new skin tissue. Liver stem cells will make new liver tissue.
The school of thought for many, many years was that stem cells make cells of their own tissue, so they are restricted to their own tissue.
Martin Korbling studies blood stem cells at the University of Texas in Houston. He says about 4 years ago, experiments in animals hinted that blood stem cells could sometimes make other kinds of tissue. Now, blood stem cells are already used in medical therapy. For example, doctors give blood stem cells to some patients following cancer chemotherapy as a way to restore blood cells destroyed by the chemotherapy. Korbling decided to see what other kinds of tissues the donated stem cells were producing.
Those blood stem cells not only generate blood cells, they also generate liver cells, gut cells, and skin cells.
Korbling says that result, published in tomorrow's New England Journal of Medicine, is a proof of principle that blood stem cells could be used to replace damaged cells other than blood.
This is now evidence that stem cells, under certain conditions, can jump the tissue barrier and can make cells of a different tissue.
Korbling estimates that between 3 and 7% of new liver and skin cells were coming from the donated blood stem cells. But hematologist Janice Abkowitz of the University of Washington says those numbers seem high to her.
My sense is that there's likely a significant overreading, an overestimation of the frequency with which hematopoietic stem cells can become liver or gut or skin. Maybe that sounds like a real technicality, but it's actually pretty important.
The reason it's important is that you'd have to get a lot of blood stem cells to turn into liver cells to be useful in treating liver diseases. Abkowitz says no one has been able to show that you can get enough from blood stem cells, nor has anyone shown in humans that liver cells that come from blood stem cells work the way they're supposed to. So for now, the potential of adult stem cells for treating disease is just that, potential.
Adult stem cells will be a wonderful source. They're very available and quite easy and safe to get from a donor. But I think we're quite far from saying that they can be used in an efficient way and in a functional way, and that both of those steps are critical before there is any therapeutic benefit from them.
One intriguing possibility about using adult stem cells to treat disease is that it may not be necessary to transplant them to make them into effective therapies. Martin Korbling says you have to remember that there are a certain number of blood stem cells circulating in our blood vessels all the time.
Stem cells circulating in your blood, in my blood, are doing something else. They are generating those liver cells, gut and skin cells.
Under normal circumstances, they probably only do that rarely, says Korbling, but it may be possible to figure out how to make them do so more frequently, helping the body to repair itself. It's an attractive dream, anyway. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.